News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
They seem to be omnipresent if you have fast food, and they're creeping into other menus as well. But are calorie counts constructive? Do they do more harm than good? Natalie Lennon is a nutritional and health coach. Morning, Natalie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Do you scour the menu to see what's good for you before you order?
I don't. As a nutritional and health coach, I'm always going to have two opposing views on something like this. And I think when you study it, you're nearly wired to look for something that is healthy. But I'm always someone that promotes and would promote to my clients to live by an 80-20 lifestyle, where it's 80% awareness, nutritionally dense choices, health focus, but also this 20% soul food and just letting your hair down and not stressing out too much. When it comes to calories on menus, I think at the end of the day, if you're excessively eating out, that is more than likely going to contribute to weight gain. And if you're trying to lose weight, if that's a serious issue for you, having calories on menus, it is going to provide the public with information to help them make more of an informed decision if they're trying to lose weight. But I do think that it's a lack of education around nutrition as a whole in our society that's the greater impact on obesity. It's not just caloric count. Having them there is going to be a step towards making more informed decisions. But I'm afraid that if they are on menus, people will start to equate calories to health when nutrition is about so much more than just calories.
It's very, very different, isn't it? You can have a very protein-dense meal that's good for you with low carbohydrate, but you mightn't necessarily kind of realise that actually that's better for you than eating the dirty, rotten meal that is full of chips and whatever. But how accurate can it be, though? Because I know for certain fast food restaurants where the food is all uniform, right? It's grand. But for your average restaurant, it couldn't possibly be accurate.
No, calories are not an exact science and it's never going to be accurate. So we can get really caught up on these numbers when in essence, the actual dish could have way more calories or it could have way less calories, particularly in restaurants where you're cooking with oils. I mean, one tablespoon of olive oil has 120 calories. And when you're just pouring in oil from the bottle, that can so easily become two or three tablespoons or it can be less. So we don't want to get too caught up on the nitty gritty of the figures here. And you have to think as well, as much as they may be a step towards making better decisions, they can be really harmful for those who suffer with eating disorders or disordered eating already. It can really increase the feelings of anxiety and distress there. So there really is two sides to the coin. I do think it's a good idea for some, but it's hard to say whether it's really going to help anyone in I suppose that step towards losing weight or
Look, I mean, I know that I'm still on a bit of a health kick at the moment, and I know that if I see something, I will look at it and I'll go, well, that looks as if it's very bad for me because I know there's loads of carbs in that, which I'm trying to avoid, and there's sauces and all. So I'm going to steer clear of that and I'm going to go with the protein option instead. So they do help if you're on a mission, but for the rest of the world who shouldn't be given too much of a hoot about it, just carry on, eat what you want.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there, Shane. And I think as well, if you're going to have calories, you said something very important there, talking about the carbs and the protein and the fats and the sauces. I think they should also give the macro breakdown. Because really, if you're someone who wants that information about calories, what you want to know more of, well, is there protein here? If you can see that it's a higher protein meal, even if it's higher calories, you might not mind making that decision then.
Okay. Look, it's an interesting conversation. Natalie Lennon, nutritional and health coach. Thank you very much indeed. Yeah, I'm grand. I'll have a glance, but it won't change my decision too much, Ciara.
Do you know what it does to me? If I was looking at two things on a menu and I like them both, right? I'm like, oh, I might have this or I might have that. And there was like 500 calories between them or something. I might go for the lower calorie one. I think I probably would actually. So I don't mind them. They don't put me off eating, and I don't count any calories in wine. So that doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't exist. It's a fact.
No.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.